Side of Sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Seasonal sporty greetings, Yeheus.
Sonny, I understand the Nations Cup football tops your sports report.
Yeheus, the countdown is on for the kickoff of the 30th edition of the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Equatorial Guinea. We're now 19 days away to the opening match between Congo-Brazzaville and host Equatorial Guinea in Bata. Joining us now with a big package of Nations Cup news is the VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Shay Goon Dot on the spot at Adeyemi.
Good evening, Africa. The 16 finalists are making their final preparations for the football extravaganza. Within the past few days, many teams have released the names of their provisional squads. Tunisian coach Georges Leekens has called up 27 players, out of which 23 will make the final list, which must be sent to the African Soccer's governing body, CAF, by January 7th, 10 days before the tournament kicks off. The shortlisted players will train in Tunisia from January 2nd to 12th. They will also play a friendly match with Algeria on January 11th at the Rade Stadium near Tunis. The Carthage Eagles, as the Tunisian team is known, will then travel to Libreville, Gabon, on January 12th, for the second round of preparation match against Mali, before flying the next day to Bata, Equatorial Guinea, which will be their base during the tournament. For first round action, Tunisia is in Group B with Cape Verde, Zambia, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DR Congo. Congo coach Claude Leroy has also named a 26-member provisional squad that includes France-born defender Christopher Mabulo. The Bastia defender finally rescinded his decision to play for France. The 24-year-old made the squad alongside Belgium-based defensive duo Scott Bistindo of Anderlecht and Jordan Masengo of Mons. The Red Devils of Congo are expected to begin preparations on January 2nd in Brazzaville. 8 days later, they will travel to Senegal for a friendly against Cape Verde before heading back to Brazzaville on January 13th to wrap up for the tournament. Three players will be dropped from the final squad for the January 17th to February 8th, 2015 championship. The Congolese are in Group A with host Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, and Burkina Faso. They will face the host nation in the opening match of the tournament on January 17th in Bata. Meanwhile, Ghana coach Avram Grant has also named a 31-man provisional squad for the Nations Cup. Four uncapped players, Enoch Adu-Kofi and Ibrahim Moro, who both play in Sweden, as well as Denmark-based Daniel Amate and Kwesi Appiah, who is based in England, are in the team. The Black Stars are in Group C with Algeria, South Africa, and Senegal. Ghana made it to the quarterfinals at the last four Nations Cup tournaments. Burkina Faso has also named a 24-member provisional squad that includes brothers Alain and Bertrand Traoré. The two brothers played for Burkina Faso at the 2012 edition of the Nations Cup, which was co-hosted by Gabon and Equatorial Guinea. Burkina Faso is expected to travel to South Africa early in the new year to commence preparations for the tournament. The team will play two friendlies against Swaziland and Botswana before traveling to Bata for the finals. Burkina Faso finished runner-up to Nigeria at the 2013 Nations Cup in South Africa. It is in Group A of the 2015 finals with host Equatorial Guinea, Congo, and Gabon. Another West African team, Senegal, has named a squad that includes striker Papiss Cissé. But a surprise omission from coach Alain Juré's team is Demba Ba, who has scored 16 goals for his Turkish club so far this season. Senegal is in Group C with Algeria, Ghana, and South Africa. The Teranga Lions of Senegal will open their training in the capital city of Dakar on January 2nd and then travel to Morocco 5 days later for more preparations. And Cameroon's preliminary 24-member squad has excluded midfielder Alex Song. Song has not featured for his country since he was sent off in the match against Croatia at the 2014 FIFA World Cup. Cameroon opens preparations at home early January before traveling to Gabon for more training. The Indomitable Lions are due in Malabo a day before the opening of the Nations Cup. Well, one team that has already named the final 23-member squad is Cape Verde. Portuguese coach Rui Agua's squad is made up of entirely overseas-based players. The 2015 squad includes 12 players who were part of the team that reached the quarterfinals in South Africa in 2013. The Blue Sharks will be preparing in Portugal ahead of the finals. They will play friendlies against host Equatorial Guinea, who are also preparing in Portugal, a Portuguese club, as well as Congo. Talking about preparations for the 2015 Nations Cup, Guinea is due to prepare in Morocco for the tournament. Let's recall that Guinea also played its home Nations Cup qualifiers in Morocco after being banned from hosting matches due to the outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus. The Sili National of Guinea is in Group D with Cameroon, Ivory Coast, and Mali. In other news, Ivory Coast midfielder Yaya Toure moved closer to a record fourth consecutive African Footballer of the Year title on Friday when he was included in a three-man shortlist. Gabon striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang and Nigerian goalkeeper Vincent Nyama are the other contenders for the most prestigious African Football Individual Award. Toure plays for reigning English Premier League champion Manchester City, Aubameyang for German club Borussia Dortmund, and Nyama for French outfit Lille. National coaches in Africa will vote to decide the winner, who will be announced on January 8, 2015 here in Lagos. Cameroon striker Samuel Eto'o has won the award four times, but only three of his titles were consecutive. The Africa-based Footballer of the Year award rests between Elhadji Balamiri and Akram Janit, both of Fonton Setif of Algeria, as well as Famim Mubele from DR Congo. Shortlists were also announced for the Women's Player of the Year, Youth Player of the Year, Most Promising Talent, Coach of the Year, National Team of the Year, Women's National Team of the Year, Club of the Year, Football Leader of the Year, and the African Legend Award. Finally, this good news for former football star George Weah of Liberia. Remember him? He's the only African player to have won FIFA's World Player of the Year, and that was in 1995. He's also a three-time winner of the African Footballer of the Year Award. Well, he has now won a seat in the Liberian Senate. The election to fill 15 of the 30 seats in the Senate were held on Saturday. In the most hotly contested race for the Montserrado Senate seat around the capital city of Monrovia, the former soccer star and 2005 losing presidential candidate faced off against Robert Salif, the son of the president, and he won with a landslide. Congratulations to George Weah. Here is wishing all our listeners a happy new year. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Africa, Mama Africa, we must all rise, sing together to fight Ebola. We are Project Ebola.
We live in a world, my people, full of uncertainties. No security, everything be possible. It could be your mama, your papa, brother, your sister. Let's stand together to fight this deadly disease now. What kind of world we live in, full of uncertainties. No security, everything be possible. It could be your mother, your father, even your sister. Let's start together to fight this deadly disease now. From Liberia to Nigeria,
from Guinea to Sierra Leone, take precaution.
Mama Africa, it could be your mama, your brother, sister, your father. Let's start together. Mama Africa.
God bless Africa.
Boda Girl's name after a river in Congo, where the disease was first discovered in 1977. It spread through direct contact with the blood of an infected person, through contact with needles and other infected objects of persons, and also contact with infected animals, possibly by eating infected meat. Symptoms of Ebola include fever, headache, joints and muscle pain, followed by vomiting and severe diarrhea, rashes, internal and external bleeding. Ebola has no cure. Infected person must be isolated, or infection may spread to others. If you know anyone exhibiting the Ebola symptoms, do not wait. Ensure that person is taken to the nearest hospital for tests to be done. So let us all take action now. Africa.
From Liberia to Nigeria.
From Guinea to Sierra Leone. Take precaution. Be safe. It could be your mama, papa, brother or sister. Take precaution. Be safe. God bless Africa. Africa. We are project.
Thank you, George Weah, and congratulations again on winning that Liberian Senate seat. I know George Weah was hoping his beloved Lone Stars of Liberia would qualify for Equatorial Guinea 2015, the African Championship, but that did not happen. In fact, the last time Liberia made it to the African Championship was 2002 in Mali. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's